This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day official visit to Russia and Austria tomorrow. In the first leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will be in Moscow for the 22nd annual summit between India and Russia. The annual summit would provide an opportunity to Prime Minister Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin to review the whole range of bilateral issues, including defense, trade linkages, investment ties, energy cooperation, education, culture and people-to-people exchanges. They will also share perspectives on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Both leaders will also assess the status of bilateral engagements in groupings such as BRICS, Shanghai Cooperation Organization, G20, East Asia Summit and the UN. The world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra, Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan began in the holy town of Puri in Orissa this evening. The Grand Trunk Road, where the three chariots of the Lords are being rolled, has turned into a sea of devotees. President Draupadi Murmu performed parikrama of the chariots and bowed down before the deities. Thousands of people pulled forward the giant chariots from the 12th century Jagannath temple towards Gundicha temple around 2.5 km away. The festival marks the Holy Trinity's journey to their maternal aunt, Goddess Gundicha, and concludes with their return after 8 days. Our correspondent reports from the venue that divine journey began with an elaborate royal ritual called Dhari Pahandi with the beating of the Ghanta, Kahali and Telingi instruments. The budget session of Parliament will begin from 22nd of this month. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju in a social media post informed that the session will continue till 12th August. He said the Union Budget 2024-25 will be presented in the Lok Sabha on 23rd July. It will be the first budget presented by the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will arrive in Manipur tomorrow for a one-day visit to the state, during which he plans to meet families affected by recent violence residing in various camps. The opposition leader also plans to meet with Manipur Governor Anusuya Uike. Security measures have been tightened ahead of Rahul Gandhi's visit, as the Deputy Commissioner of Jhelum District has implemented a no-fly zone and banned the use of drones during his visit. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear a batch of pleas related to NEET UG tomorrow, including those seeking a fresh examination. According to the cause list uploaded on the Apex Court's website, the batch of 26 petitions would come up for hearing before a bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra. Petitions filed by students demand a separate and independent investigation into the alleged NEET irregularities. National Investigation Agency NIA today arrested a key absconding accused in a narco-terror nexus case of Jammu and Kashmir. Syed Salim Jahangir Andrabi, alias Salim Andrabi, had been on the run since June 2020. NIA said that his arrest marks a major success in its efforts to destroy the narco-terror nexus and dismantle the ecosystem created in India by terrorist organizations based across the border. In Chhattisgarh, security forces arrested 5 Maoists from Sukma district during a search operation. The security team recovered 2 BGL cells, 9 detonators, 1 tiffin bomb and other materials from the Maoists. In men's cricket, India beat host Zimbabwe by 100 runs in the second T20 international in Harare. Opting to bat after winning the toss, India posted 234 runs for the loss of 2 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Abhishek Sharma was the top scorer, hitting a ton in 47 balls, followed by Rituraj Gaikwad, who contributed 77 runs in 47 deliveries. From Zimbabwe, Blessing Muzaribani and Wellington Masakadza took a wicket each. In reply, Zimbabwe were bowled out for 134 runs in 18.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.